Judge Flanagan's ruling comes in response to a lawsuit filed against the state, brought by the Milwaukee branch of the NAACP and Voces de la Frontera. In issuing a temporary injunction, Flanagan ordered the Government Accountability Board to stop enforcing the photo ID requirements until after the case comes to trial on April 16th. The attorney representing the NAACP, Richard Sachs, says the ruling is a step in the right direction.
It's a very strong victory for voting rights. It upheld the right to vote for Wisconsin voters.
Judge Flanagan notes that there is no evidence of voter fraud in the state that would have been prevented by the new law. He says if he doesn't suspend it, it could, in his words, lead to the improper impairment of a most vital element of our society. Flanagan calls the Wisconsin law the most rigid photo ID voting requirement ever enacted in the country and says it goes far beyond an Indiana law that has been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. The Government Accountability Board has declined to comment on the ruling until it has fully analyzed how it will affect the spring elections. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.